It's time for JT the Brick.
This is a new regime led by Antonio Pierce, a former player who's won a Super Bowl.
Our vision is clear. Win a division.
He's the right guy at the right time for this job. Right guy, right time to get the Raiders back, not to greatness, to the playoffs.
Our intention of how we play, the execution of our play, the mindset of our team, that's what I'm looking for.
I would love to see Antonio Pierce have the opportunity to coach this Raider team. I think he deserves it.
JT the Brick.
This coach wants to be more physical. He wants to put his hands on players.
You got the Jordan rules, and I'm calling it out from now on, as long as I'm here, the Patrick Mahomes rules.
I like when the head coach says this. I'm a season ticket holder.
Squeezing by the throat.
Antonio Pierce wants to get the black hole back to where it was in the Coliseum in Oakland. Let's help him.
And now, here's JT the Brick.
Wow, we are out of the gate, and it is a big one today. Wow, Raider Nation Radio. Here we go live on Raider Nation Radio on the Raiders mobile app, 920 AM here in Vegas, and I'm live streaming on YouTube, just sending out the tweet. I feel like I'm Ian Rappaport. I'm live on the air, but I'm still sending out the show tweet as we're ready to get rolling. Just got back from Florida late last night. Perfect timing, wouldn't miss the opening of Free Agent Frenzy. Thanks to Vinny Bonsignor, who sat in for me for a couple of days, and now I hit the ground running today with a huge day, a massive day in Raider history when it comes to free agency in Las Vegas. So, as we know the rules, we're the flagship of the Raiders, nothing is official. We know the rules, right? These are sources and sources say, but we also know when it's Adam Schefter, it's Deshaun Reed, when it's Vic Tafer, when it's all, you know, Ian Rappaport, Adam Schefter, we know what we're doing. So we can report on all this and kind of have a big show today. And the show's going to go in a bunch of different directions, but there's kind of good news and there's some kind of sad news in regards to losing a player, but bringing in a player who's a monster, who can change the Raiders quickly and turn them into a playoff team on defense. So what does this mean for the Raiders as we open up the show? There's been a lot of national news today. Kirk Cousins just landed with Atlanta, and Russell Wilson last night tweeted out first that he's going to Pittsburgh. I thought the show today was going to be Russell Wilson going to Pittsburgh or the Raiders not getting a veteran quarterback as of now, because the two best ones are off the board. Three, Baker Mayfield's gone, Kirk Cousins gone, and guy, I cannot believe what Kirk Cousins gets paid. And he's the greatest businessman in NFL history, not the greatest player. He's not even better than Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan, who played for Atlanta, that's Hall of Fame numbers. He's the greatest businessman I've ever seen in NFL history. No debate, Kirk Cousins. And how he's able to, everyone loves him in every city he plays. He goes everywhere else and he gets more money and it's all pretty much guaranteed. But Kirk Cousins, 4 years, $180 million just before we came on the air. But the bigger story is Christian Wilkins reportedly coming to the Raiders from the Dolphins. 4 years, $110 million. I am fired up for this guy. I'm going crazy in the Brick studio here at home today. Are you kidding me? This is the guy, the number one guy I wanted. I told you that it's the number one need for this organization, dating back to Darrell Russell, may he rest in peace. There's been some good defensive tackles along the years to play for the Silver and Black. Solid players, but never an elite player like this in the prime of his career, that you could side-saddle him with the great Max Crosby, Malcolm Kuntz, Tyree Wilson, a number 7 pick overall, who is a babe in the forest, a babe in the woods. He's only going to get better. And now the Raiders added a beast on defense, and they didn't have a lot of holes left on defense. They don't. We've talked about that. The Raiders don't have a lot of holes, and they just filled the biggest hole with Christian Wilkins coming in. And when the deal is announced formally by the Raiders, we'll take a look at the math and the guaranteed, but it's a big number. And the Raiders got some good money in free agency, but they just went shopping on Rodeo Drive for a Maybach. They went shopping on Rodeo Drive for the most expensive diamond ring you can buy. So the Raiders, I'm not saying they're done. I'm not saying they're done in free agency, but they just went big boy shopping. The type of shopping that I like to do when you have the money. And Mark Davis appreciates the fact that Tom Telesco and Antonio Pierce want certain types of players to be the Raiders. I talked to a source in Miami earlier today and a sports talk host that said the Dolphins are, quote, devastated by this move. They are devastated to lose the heart and soul of their team on defense. Devastated. So this is a big takeaway from an AFC playoff team to a soon-to-be perennial AFC playoff team, which I think we're right on the doorstep. This is the type of player that can put you into the playoffs. Massive move. And I was hoping it would happen. I mean, this was really one of the only moves that I truly wanted to see. Really, I mean, come on. I know you didn't want Russell Wilson. I reported on the fact that you had to look at Russell Wilson for obvious reasons. I said the same thing about Baker Mayfield and Kirk Cousins. I don't know if Tom Telesco kicked the tires on those guys. I have no idea if he was one of the close teams to get those guys, but that's water under the bridge. Raiders still need a quarterback, by the way. But now there's a team in front of them in the Minnesota Vikings that the Raiders could trade up to number 8 there and be in a situation to move up. And I like the path now for the Raiders not to get into the top 2 or 3. And if you want Jaden Daniels or a player like that, you're probably going to have to get into the top 3, let alone 4, to get him. But now they can move up into the top 10, and there's a path for the Raiders to get there. But man, I am fired up. I'm fired up that they got the one player. And you know, if you've been listening to me for 20 years plus years or 20 minutes, you know that I've been pounding away at the fact that we, the season ticket holders, needed a defensive tackle that can play 3 downs. I mean, come on. We got the guy now that doesn't come off the field. He doesn't have to with Max Crosby. We're loaded. We are loaded now on the front of the defense where guys like Tyree Wilson, former top pick, is going to have to earn his way and get some snaps. Malcolm Kuntz is a hell of a player. I don't want that guy off the field, especially on third down and second and long, what he can do. So that's a big move. I'm excited for Tom Telesco. That's big game hunting. So the Raiders got the defensive tackle, and you won't hear me blank and moan about that position anymore. I don't want to hear about Byron Young. I hope he develops into a good player. Butler from Tennessee, the young defensive tackles that they tried to bring in here so far, and young players have come and gone, but there's a young one with, you know, Alabama's great, I thought, great defensive tackle last year, but he didn't get much playing time. Now I don't have to worry about the defensive tackle position. Got a beast. I'm going to be emceeing Max Crosby's event on Thursday night. Big, big event at UFC at Apex, as Max is going to kick off his foundation. And I'll talk to Max that whole night off the record and on the record about this deal. I'm not going to cross the line. These deals are not official. We are not a podcast. We are the flagship of the Raiders. We will stay in our lane until the Raiders put these out on Wednesday. But you know where I'm going there. Man, I'm excited for Christian Wilkins. I think he seems like the perfect Raider and the type of Raider who can take this team to the next level. Pumped up for this move. I haven't been this fired up in a long time for a defensive free agent, and I've seen them all for the last quarter century. This one really gets my juices flowing here. I love this move. Now, with that, some sad news today is Josh Jacobs reportedly is going to go to the Green Bay Packers, which is kind of mind-blowing for me. And again, we haven't seen the deal, and we don't know what the guaranteed numbers look like, but look, the writing was on the wall that Josh Jacobs was going to leave 2 years ago. Okay, the franchise market for running backs has been going down. So we all know that. That number has been going down. And the fact that Josh didn't play well last year, he's a Raider. Once a Raider, always a Raider. We love Josh Jacobs and we wish him well, according to the sources going to Green Bay. But last year, he had a bad year. He didn't play the last month of the season. Bill Williamson, our insider, quoted that. He tweeted it out. If you didn't know that by last year in the last 4 games, what were you looking at? Now, this came down to money, and I don't know that to be completely 100%, but the majority of this deal with Josh Jacobs being gone is money. So if Josh Jacobs, as I'm looking at some of the deals and Green Bay and what Green Bay's tweeting out on this also, if it comes down to the fact that Josh Jacobs wanted more money for his family, and it turns out it's $3 or $4 million more in guaranteed money, I wish him well. I mean, the Raiders can't spend that type of money on a running back. They probably wanted a better deal in-house with Josh Jacobs. I'm sure they negotiated that down to the wire. It's a business. Vinny Bonsignore tweeted it out. But Saquon Barkley just got the bleeping bag from Philadelphia. And he got a ton of money as I'm looking at the Saquon Barkley deal. So when you look at the Saquon Barkley deal, and Austin Eckler, as far as I looked, I'm hitting refresh. Austin Eckler and Derrick Henry, King Henry, are still available. You know, the Raiders know what they got at running back with Zeus. They got Zamir White. But they're going to need, and again, they have a little bit of depth when we look at the depth of the Raiders at the running back position. I don't know. If the Raiders can get Christian Wilkins and they can get another really good player and move up in the draft and get a quarterback, we're not going to be able to keep everybody. And there's going to be some hard hits along the way. And one of those hard hits would be for Josh Jacobs. And I love Josh Jacobs, and I think you know that. But again, Josh Jacobs coming off last year was not going to get rewarded with more money considering what he did last year and the fact that he wasn't available near the end of the year probably wasn't going to get him more money and more guarantees. That's just the way the business is. Now, you might say, why did Green Bay do that? Because Green Bay's got a young quarterback on a rookie contract. So the Raiders now with Aiden O'Connell and Rich Bisaccia. As Tom Pelissero talked about, Rich Bisaccia, who got along great with Josh Jacobs, is in Green Bay. And they're going to go with the two-headed monster at running back there. So, you know, if the Raiders didn't go out today and make a breaking news move to get a defensive tackle that is a game changer, today would have been a really rough show for all of us. We'd just be talking about Josh Jacobs being gone and nothing in return. But for the Raiders to make a move and get the best defensive tackle off the board and get him, that's a big deal. So as of now, Christian Wilkins, according to NFL.com, 4-year deal, $110 million contract. That reportedly includes $84.75 million in guarantees. Man, that's a big number. That's a big number. Also, Amir Abdullah re-signed with the Raiders. Reportedly, Andre James, 3 years, $24 million. That includes $16 million guaranteed. Congratulations to Andre James. Good player. Is he an elite player? No, but he's a very good player. And one of the things that fascinates me about free agency is that when a team keeps a player like Andre James, they know his practice habits. They know him in the community. They know if he's a family man or not. And they have all these different things that they look at. And for Andre James, he impressed Tom Telesco and Antonio Pierce. So I don't think anybody in Raider Nation should be fighting over him getting a deal or not. The Raiders are able to keep a player in-house and a pretty good player in-house overall. And then losing Josh Jacobs reportedly to Green Bay, as he's expected, air quotes, to sign there is a big loss. But we got a running back from Georgia. We got a running back from Georgia in Zamir White, just like Josh Jacobs out of Alabama. We got a guy who's supposed to be able to carry a big load, younger, stronger. I wouldn't say much stronger than Josh Jacobs. Josh is a tough player. Really rough and tough. Lead with your helmet going forward and try to move the pile player. But in Zeus, we trust. I'm good with this. I would have loved to have seen Josh Jacobs come back. I thought the Raiders would be able to get the deal done with Josh and his agent because he'd take a little bit less but stay here. But I don't get in front of his money. Yeah, if I could sit here on Raider Nation Radio and get an additional $3 or $4 million over the next 3 or 4 years, you'd be seeing me on the Packers radio network probably. But I'm loyal to the Raiders, and he's loyal to the Raiders, but he's a running back. I'm just a guy, a bloviator behind a microphone. Josh Jacobs is a hell of a Raider. He's one of the great Raider running backs of all time, and that list is short. It's bigger than you think, but it's a short list. Marcus Allen, Bo Jackson, Mark Van Egan, Clarence Davis, you go Clem Daniels, you go down the list. We love Marcus, all the great players who were there. Josh got his name included with all of them. So if we wait till Wednesday, we wait till Wednesday to make it official. But I was surprised to see Josh Jacobs leave today. That one has been interesting to me. Also, I just got a text from a friend of mine who I'll leave his name off the air, who said, don't be surprised if Derrick Henry takes a deal with the Raiders, if the Raiders are in the hunt for that. I don't know that to be true or not, but we'll see what happens. Ian Rappaport, 2 minutes ago, the Packers have now informed running back Aaron Jones of his release after talks broke down. That's why Josh Jacobs is there. The Kirk Cousins deal is massive. Saquon Barkley, listen to this. 3-year, $37.5 million deal for Saquon and the Eagles. Philly pays top of the market for a running back. Well, you might say, why didn't the Raiders play top of the market for a running back? Because they just got Christian Wilkins and paid top of the market for a defensive tackle, which seemed to be, I believe, a much bigger priority for the Raiders and running back. So let's play Ian Rappaport from less than an hour ago. I was watching this live with Andrew Siciliano, who was hosting, who's a friend of mine, and I'm just sitting there getting ready to prep for the show. Ian Rappaport's looking at his phone, not the camera, and says this.
Oh,
you
wow.
Good? What do you got?
Sources say that the Packers are expected to sign Josh Jacobs.
Interesting.
Ooh.
So Josh Jacobs and Aaron Jones together with A.J. Dillon out. Yes?
Wow.
Yes. Hold on. I'm typing.
Okay. This just is how the sausage is made here.
Sorry.
Ian reporting Josh Jacobs. The Raiders just signed Christian Wilkins, gave him a massive deal. And
that's got to be a big
deal. Running back that they last year gave a franchise tag to, played on the one-year deal, tweaked a little bit. Ian Josh Jacobs to Green Bay.
Wow.
Wow. So think about that. I mean, that's – look, what the Packers have done over the last couple of years is manage the quarterback money, okay? What they have done now is not have to manage the quarterback money so they can build – a roster all around their new quarterback. They can build a roster all around Jordan Love, who's making money, but not the kind of money Aaron Rodgers is making. So you can afford to pay a running back top of the market. That is what they have done. The Green Bay Packers. The Green Bay Packers are signing Josh Jacobs. A massive, massive signing for Green Bay.
Oh, so that's a massive, massive signing for Green Bay. So that's where we're at. You can decide on what you want to do with all of this, and I'm going to celebrate the career of Josh Jacobs today. I'm going to celebrate the fact that Christian Wilkins is here now as the starting, I think, all-pro or Pro Bowl defensive tackle with one of the best players in the league right by the side of him in Max Crosby. That's pretty good. I think the Raiders now can really cherry-pick who they want on defense. If you get another linebacker in free agency, you decide you want to go corner, I'm good. I'm good now with this defensive line. Did you hear what I said? I'm good. I don't have a complaint. I'm fine with this D-line with Patrick Graham. I think overall, this is going to be one hell of a group, and this group is going to be able to play at a very high level together. And this could be the difference with the Raiders having one of the premier defenses in all of football. The head coach is a former great linebacker and Super Bowl champion. Patrick Graham, in my opinion, will be a head coach next year. I believe he'll be a head coach. I think he was closer than you think this year. They got Max Crosby. They got Wilkins up front. They are loaded up front. And some of the players that they've drafted and brought in, Jack Jones, who they were able to pick up for pretty much a song, they got him. Ja'Cory Bennett is a guy they drafted with a huge ceiling. They're able to develop Nate Hobbs another year. Merrick and Epps in the defensive backfield doesn't hurt the Raiders. They're not Pro Bowlers. It'd be nice if one of them became a Pro Bowler, but they're good players there. But our freaking D-line is nasty. The D-line of the Raiders is nasty the way it used to be when Howie Long and Lyle Alzado and Greg Townsend and other Otis Sistrunk back in the day, when you had defensive linemen like Ted Hendricks, you can line up on the edge, the Mad Stork. I'm not saying these guys are all going to Canton. Max is going to Canton. And Wilkins is a hell of a player, and his best part of his career is in front of him. And he's going to be vocal. He's going to be vocal. I was saying last week, if you were listening, from watching him on Hard Knocks, man, he's vocal. He's a leader. I want to see that guy in Las Vegas. I mean, give him a show. Someone give Christian Wilkins a show somewhere, a one-man show on the strip. This guy's legit. So we're looking for breaking news right now. You might get it before me as I'm hosting the show, and I'm looking at it really closely. Oh, before we get to your phone calls, and I expect everybody to dive in today. I cleared out the whole show. No guest. I was in Florida for the last 5 days, saw my in-laws and family. Had a really good time. Got home late last night and got a big week here lined up today. And this show all week is going to be ripping. going to be ripping, and especially more movement hopefully later today and tomorrow as we're keeping an eye on all these moves. Thing about Russell Wilson, because I planned on that being the brunt of my monologue today, is simply this. Pittsburgh is a team, as I tweeted out last night, that has six Super Bowls. Six. And they went with Russell Wilson for pennies on the dollar. I thought Russell Wilson would be a good football fit here. Because I don't judge personalities. I'm not in the locker room. I don't shower and sit next to these guys, eat lunch, and go on vacations with them. So I can't tell you who's great in the locker room. Pittsburgh thinks he's great in the locker room. Pittsburgh brought him in. They have six Super Bowls. Kirk Cousins, I'm happy the Raiders didn't do the Kirk Cousins deal. If they wanted to do it, we see the number. It's a big number. You know, I don't know. I can't go and look backwards as a capologist live on the radio, but to get Christian Wilkins and Kirk Cousins with Kirk Cousins guaranteed money, I don't think they could have did both those deals. I don't. Maybe they could have, but then they couldn't do anything else. So I'm okay. But the Raiders need a quarterback. And they didn't get Baker Mayfield. They didn't get Kirk Cousins. They didn't get Russell Wilson. Now, as we said, we're going to pivot to the draft and stay all over the draft on this. So I'm excited. Because if we didn't get a really elite, good player right out of the gate today, maybe the best defensive player, one of the best players, top two, I think top two from everything I saw today, if the Raiders didn't go out and make that move and they lost Josh Jacobs, I think we'd be sitting here going, what's our big breaking news today? Andre James, I'm happy for him, but we need a little bit more than that, and we got it. So the Vikings are going out there and making moves here because the other big story is it opens up a trade where the Vikings will want to move out of their pick and maybe the Raiders can trade up. But wow, I think the three biggest deals today on paper is the Raiders getting Wilkins, who's fantastic, Atlanta getting Kirk Cousins, and maybe the biggest one is Philadelphia getting Saquon Barkley. He's another really good player. Josh Jacobs going to Green Bay is a top five move so far today. But people went shopping today in a big way. And if you didn't go shopping early and missed out on these players, you've missed out on some of the best free agents who are available. 702-365-9200. Again, you like to call other shows, I'm fine with this. This has been the longest running show in the history of the Raiders. Nothing's close. You better be vocal today, everybody. I'm demanding greatness on the phones. If we lose Josh Jacobs and we bring in the best defensive player, I need to hear from people today and wake people up. Okay, this isn't a t-shirt giveaway. We're not giving away pizza cards today. We're talking Raider football and how the Raider Nation feels. 702-365-9200. Get your ass in gear today. I got my A game. We are right in the middle of the Raider Nation today and the Raiders got big news. I think the Raiders sent a shot across the bow on defense. Wink, wink, the Mahomes rules going forward. If I'm Patrick Mahomes, I'm sitting at home today going, hey, I got a new ring coming here in a couple of months. But man, playing the Raiders in that defensive front is going to be a little bit difficult. The quarterback must go down. The quarterback must go down early. There is no debate that the quarterback will go down earlier and more often in games now with the Raiders defensive front. That's a big win for me. Now, what are the needs? What are your needs for the rest of free agency? I have the list of free agents who are available. We'll jump in on that. Right tackle is very important to me. Right tackle is huge to me overall. But I'm excited. And also Adam Schefter, 1 minute ago, former Raiders free agent defensive tackle Bilal Nichols reached an agreement on a 3-year, $21 million deal. $14.4 million guaranteed with the Arizona Cardinals per source. So Bilal Nichols is out. Makes sense as the Raiders went out and had a great day today on the defensive side of the ball. 702-365-9200. The most notable deals today, Gabe Davis of the Buffalo Bills, a great wide receiver. He's really good. He goes to the Jaguars. Jaguars are loaded. 3 years, $39 million. Deion Dawkins to the Buffalo Bills there, 60.5. Michael Pittman Jr., 3 years, $70 million, as they retain their best wide receiver. Saquon Barkley to the Eagles. Tony Pollard, formerly of the Cowboys, to the Tennessee Titans. DeAndre Swift, good player, will stay with Chicago, 3 years, $24 million. Christian Wilkins to the Raiders, 4 years, $110 million. Josh Jacobs, don't know the structure of the deal, to Green Bay, reportedly. And Kirk Cousins, 4 years, $180 million. So that's where we're at. I'm excited to talk to you today. If you're a Raider fan, this is a good day. I think this is a good day. And let's do a radio show. I can wait till it's all official on Wednesday if you want to come in and really get into Josh Jacobs and his legacy with the Raiders. We can go ahead and do that. But I'm excited to talk about the defensive upgrade. Thor, Raider Nation Drinking Club, good to hear you, Thor. Hope you're doing well. Start us off. For those who can't hear it on the live stream, you just have to download the app. I can't put radios in your home. The live stream is me, not the callers. Thor, jump in. What do you got?
JT, my brother, I am fired up today. I'm fired up. My phone was going off all the last hour and a half with texts and calls. Hey, all we wanted was defensive interior to get with Max and Malcolm Kuntz. Honestly, our defensive front is going to help out our corners and our safeties and our linebackers, and this defense could become very ferocious right now, and I'm fired up. I need that back in my life as a Raider fan, a monster defense. So, I mean, get the line fixed now, get a quarterback that you want to be the guy. I think we're close. This was huge for me. Love you, Josh Jacobs. I'm sorry you had to go, but, you know, running back game is different nowadays.
It so, is.
Good luck
Thank
to you
Thor.
Out there, Josh. Once a Raider, always a Raider. We love you, but it's time for Zeus or whoever we might pick up. Who knows? We might pick up a Derrick Henry or I kind of wanted Swift, but he went somewhere. Anyway, let's get it done. I'm excited. And then I'm excited for the draft. So,
thanks, Thor. Got to run. Appreciate your call. Thanks for getting us in and starting us off. Yeah, it's a tough day losing Josh Jacobs reportedly to the Green Bay Packers, but I think it's probably pretty obvious that they're going to lose him. I mean, it came down to money, and Josh didn't have a good year last year. Great guy, played hard, held out throughout camp because he had the right to do it. Totally had the right to do it. With the franchise tag potentially hanging over his head, doing a short one-year deal and then not having a good year at all and missing the final four games. And I don't know of a lot of people who thought Josh Jacobs coming back was a lock. I thought he'd probably come back because the Raiders and Antonio Pierce like him a lot, and they could have figured out a deal that made sense and kind of could have moved it around the cap, but that wasn't the case. And we wish Josh Jacobs well if he got a better deal. See, I want to talk to mature Raider fans who can talk about business and numbers and games and legacy and history and Super Bowls. Marcus Allen left his franchise and had a Hall of Fame career with Kansas City. It was a business move. Business moves happen all the time. So if you're a fan of Josh Jacobs, wish him well today on the flagship of the Raiders, because I'm sure he's going through a real emotional time. Real emotional time, but a team wanted him more, probably paid him a little bit more, and that's what happens. This is a business on top of that. 702-365-9200. The monologue brought to you by PTs, 5 to 7, midnight to 2, the best happy hour in town. The Golden Knights. How many transactions did the Golden Knights make? Oh, my God. You want to talk about a team playing chess with everybody playing checkers. We'll be live on Thursday at the Mountain West Tournament, where UNLV is going to open up against San Diego State. They just beat them at home. That's a must-win game. If Kevin Kruger wants to get into the tournament, we'll jump on that this week. But this week's about the NFL, the Raiders, and free agency. We want your initial reaction to all the moves that are happening now. I'm going to hit refresh on my phone. I'm looking at all the Raider insiders, everyone else. What could happen for the Raiders by the end of the show and what we'll be talking about here? There's a lot of deals still left on the table. And remember, there are times when a team loses a player in the division that helps the Raiders. There's a little of that mojo going on as we speak. Excited to be back. Thanks again for Vinny for sitting in. I'm doing a private event tomorrow with Rich Gannon, the former Raider MVP. So Harry Ruiz, the Latino voice of the Raiders, will be in for me. And then the whole rest of the week is NFL free agency in the silver and black.
Two tight end set. It's a handoff to Josh Jacobs. Cuts to the left. 45-40 with a burst 35. Broken tackle 30. Jacobs stiff arm 15. And he fumbles at the 10 and it bounces out of bounds. Oh my goodness. By far the biggest run of the season for Josh Jacobs.
That's Jason Horowitz, voice of the Raiders, who I believe he tweeted out an hour or so ago when the Raiders went out and got Christian Wilkins, who's 28 years old. His birthday's in December. So he's 28 years old. When we look back on the career of Josh Jacobs, I'm happy for Jason Horowitz, who had a couple of nice calls, more than a few, of Josh Jacobs. The walk-off win, which was unbelievable, which is incredible in Seattle, and some of the other great moments of his career. You know, the third all-time leading rusher has done some really special things. So Jason Horowitz, voice of the Raiders, tweeted, Christian and Crosby, that'll be fun to call. I think it will be. You know, the Raiders needed a defensive tackle who could come in and be dominant. Had to have a dominant player, or what's the use of having Max staying on the field? You know how injured Max played this year, how hurt he was and kept playing. Wouldn't it be nice to get Max off the field when the Raiders are up by 17 in the fourth quarter with 6 minutes to go and say, hey, Max, you're out. No, you're out. No, I don't care you want to play. You're out. And Christian Wilkins, you're out too. We're up. We're going to put in Tyree Wilson, Malcolm Kuntz. We're going to roll, you know, Byron Allen. And we're going to put other players in because we got the lead because our defense helped us win games. That's what I think the Raiders now. I never thought the Raiders' identity was ever going to be defense. I thought they'd have a couple star players like Max Crosby. Let me make this clear on the flagship of the Raiders. Their identity is their defense, period. And they got Davante Adams, who's a hell of a player. Unbelievable top three receiver in the league. Their identity is on the defensive side of the ball. So when you go to Allegiant Stadium next year, and again, I just got back from Jacksonville. I was in St. Augustine, where my in-laws live, and a lot of Jaguar fans down there, and a bunch of my fraternity brothers played some golf, hooked up at an event, and everybody's talking about, you know, the Raiders' schedule next year is doable. You know, normally I'm whining like a 14-year-old girl who had a phone taken away. Every year the schedule gets released, I freak out. I'm like, oh my God, they screwed us. They gave us this game. We're opening up with two on the road, blah, blah, blah. I'm always complaining because I know how to read the schedule. I look for the bye week. Last year, our bye week sucked. It was awful last year. What was it, week 13 or 11, whatever it was? I even forget. It was a nightmare to me. And I look at the schedule this year. A lot of teams on that schedule, we are going to beat. We, the season ticket holders, will beat on that schedule. We're not staring down a gauntlet. Now, another thing that I wanted to mention here before we get out to your phone calls. The Denver Broncos are in a complete rebuild. Okay, so Russell Wilson, I like Russell Wilson. If Russell Wilson was the quarterback, if the Raiders paid $1.2 million, which is less than a kicker or a practice squad slot corner, and you told me today the Raiders had Russell Wilson, Christian Wilkins, one other player, I'd be like, wow. Wow, they didn't get Russell Wilson, and I know you didn't want him. I know you didn't want Josh McDaniels. I got to be the other side and the voice of reason at sometimes and say, hey, maybe this will work. This won't work. Kirk Cousins, I knew. Look at the Kirk Cousins. Let me get the exact number on this deal. Who's better, Russell Wilson or Kirk Cousins? It's not even close career-wise. It's Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson's going to play on $1.2 million. Kirk Cousins got $180 million today. So I didn't think the Raiders were going to pony up $180 million or $150 million for Kirk Cousins. But if Kirk Cousins played on a nice contract and came to the Raiders, that'd be pretty cool. So the quarterbacks are gone, everybody. Hate to break the news to you. Done. If you're freaking out about Russell Wilson maybe coming here, well, Ryan Tannehill's still available. Sam Darnold, the last time I refreshed and looked. So the Raiders, after today and free agent frenzy, maybe Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, now we're going to go heavy back into the draft. How do you get Jaden Daniels? How do you go get a certain player? Is it J.J. McCarthy, Bo Nix, or Michael Penix? That will be the show overall. But I can tell you this much, it's going to be a big deal, no doubt. It's going to be a big deal as we turn our focus to exactly what the Raiders need to do at the quarterback position, and it's going to take a lot to get a quarterback here who's ready to go, But if you got a defense that's good and you start Aiden O'Connell, can Aiden O'Connell take you the entire year and get you to the playoffs? I don't think a lot of people around the league, you know, the league that always picks the Chargers and Denver to beat the Raiders every year. No, I think not many people will pick Aiden O'Connell to go wire to wire and take the Raiders to the playoffs. I think he can do it. I think Antonio Pierce, he's all that matters, thinks he can do it. But the Raiders are still in the market for a quarterback. And I wouldn't throw away Justin Fields. I think his market has gone down. I think the market has gone down with Justin Fields. I still think you can bring in a veteran quarterback or a younger quarterback who can come in here and make some moves overall. All right, so the Panthers have agreed to terms with Robert Hunt on a five-year, $100 million deal. That's a big deal. Another former Dolphin. Dolphins right now are hemorrhaging a little bit. Vikings are hemorrhaging a little bit. We know the Broncos are hemorrhaging as we speak right now. So remember, even though the Raiders had a good day getting Christian Wilkins, what do the other teams do in our division? What are those teams doing along the way? 702-365-9200. Here's Greg in Sacramento, California on the app. Go ahead, Greg.
Thanks, JT, for taking my call. Just want to give appreciation to Josh Jacobs and his tenure with us, first and foremost, and my favorite Raider quarterback, 5,500 yards, 46 touchdowns, third all-time behind Van Egan and Marcus Allen, which is amazing company. Obviously, I'm 38 years old, so Wheatley, Kaufman, and Josh are my three favorite that I got to see. Josh is my number one, but I also know that it's business, and I wish him luck. Once a Raider, always a Raider, but I'm fired up about Christian Wilkins. I mean, 9 sacks last year from the D-tackle position, a stud, still young, like you mentioned, 28 years old, with Max Crosby. I mean, could you imagine that? I mean, we won't have to imagine long because we'll see it, hopefully, if everything continues to go through. Like you said, Wednesday will be, but we're going to assume that it's going through. But him with Max, Kuntz, and Wilson, I would like to see another cornerback. A number one cornerback would be my preference, but I feel like this defense is on paper looking like a top five defense already. They're going to be a problem, that D-line. And I love that our coach, he's seen what it takes to win a Super Bowl. He knows that front seven. So I'm happy about that, JT. But I will say this, like I agree with you, do not write off Fields, Raider Nation. I'm calling it. I believe Fields will come in for a fifth or a sixth round pick, move up to number eight because Atlanta no longer needs a quarterback. You got Kirk there. Take Penix at eight. Rounds off Aiden O'Connell, Fields, and Penix there. Obviously, Luke Getsy would have to sign off, but I do not think the relationship between Luke Getsy and Justin Fields is how a lot of the big media was trying to say. Look for that. I think that would be a great room. Thanks for taking my call, JT. Have a great one. Thanks, Greg.
Appreciate the call. Look, I don't know what's going to happen at quarterback. I never expected it. When Jimmy Garoppolo broke, the news broke, no one really. You know, the reason why we were thinking Jimmy Garoppolo was possible because Josh McDaniels coached him, and there weren't a lot of options at quarterback. We didn't have the options that the Raiders have this year with Baker Mayfield, who always seemed to want to stay in Tampa, Kirk Cousins, and Russell Wilson. If we can go back in the hot tub time machine before Jimmy Garoppolo, and if Russell Wilson's deal blew up and Kirk Cousins was available again, I never would have thought Jimmy G. I like Jimmy G, but I don't think he's as good as those guys. So that we all understand what the Raiders have to do at the quarterback position. So does Tom Telesco. And this defensive move that the Raiders made to get Christian Wilkins gives them an opportunity to be dominant on defense, which changes the whole focus of a football game. Changes everything. So third and six, and Wilkins and Crosby get home and sack a quarterback and the ball comes out. And the ball pops out on the 28-yard line and you're in field goal range. All right, now you give the ball to Zeus. Aiden could make a throw to Devontae. You're in the range because your defense turned the ball over because they're dominant. It could change the philosophy. But I still believe the Raiders need a veteran quarterback to compete with Aiden O'Connell because Aiden O'Connell doesn't move around a lot. He's going to get hit in the pocket. We saw the fumble issues he's had at points in his career, but he played better down the stretch. This is a long off season. A very long offseason. The quarterback market shrunk today. It shrunk today significantly. We're out of that market unless something else happens that I don't foresee. It's all in on the draft for a quarterback. And as the caller said at number eight, Michael Penix Jr., he doesn't have an eighth overall grade in the first round. There are some people that have him in the second round grade, or Bo Nix, J.J. McCarthy. Others love him or don't like him. But if the Raiders are able to move up, say they're able to move up to number 8. I know Denver is at number 12. They want to get to number 8 before we do. They don't have a quarterback at all. They got nothing. Sean Payton's breaking down the team. And this is the point I almost forgot that I wanted to say about Denver. I was mentioning the schedule before we stopped. The Raiders swept Denver the last 4 years in a row. They're 8-0 in their last 8 games. That's not going to last forever. Streaks are made to be broken. It can't be broken next year. When the 18-game schedule comes out with 17 games, the Raider Nation has got to believe that we're 2-0 against Denver if Denver's going through a rebuild. And Denver's going to put a good football team out on the field, but it's not going to be on paper as good as the Raiders, who have been dominating them for the last 4 years. You throw those two victories in, you split with Kansas City, and the Chargers, as of what I'm looking at here on my updates here, Jim Harbaugh is going to have a big decision to make as I'm looking at my notes. Jim Harbaugh is going to have to decide, because they've done nothing, if Jim Harbaugh is going to throw in the towel year one, because he's got Justin Herbert. He's not going to throw in the towel, but they might have to take a step back and move back in the draft, the Chargers, to get a bunch of young players, because their cap isn't good, and get some young Harbaugh-type players to build going forward. Who's in a better situation now with their roster? Sean Payton, Jim Harbaugh, or Antonio Pierce? There is no debate on the question I just said. I'll say it again for those who like to clip my show. The best roster in the AFC West by far is Kansas City. Chris Jones, they're the reigning Super Bowl champs. The second best roster is the Raiders, by a long shot over Denver, and we'll see what the Chargers do coming in here in the next couple of weeks or months. But I got some buddies of mine who think the Chargers are this close. You can't see my fingers. This close from Harbaugh going, you know, I got in here and I'm looking at this roster. I got to get rid of either Bosa or Khalil Mack. I got to get rid of Allen or Williams. I might have to get rid of Derwin James so I can do the math and get some players in here. Raiders are in a good spot right now, man. I think they'd be in a better spot if they had a quarterback who we knew was a playoff quarterback, and if they had Josh Jacobs, but you can't have everything. Baker Mayfield re-signs 3 years, $100 million contract, $50 million guaranteed. Baker Mayfield beat us in Los Angeles 48 hours before he got the playbook. We could have got Baker Mayfield 2 years ago. They would have given us Baker Mayfield. We wouldn't be having this conversation. Let's keep moving. Let's get out to Colt in Phoenix, Arizona, on the app. Hello, Colt. What's happening?
JT, it's been a couple years, but Raider Nation always appreciates the content you bring us. Thank you so much.
Appreciate you.
You said, no problem, you said bring your A game. I do have several topics to touch on, but then I'll get out of the way to hear your comments. So it took about an hour and a half for Tom Telesco to make me eat crow this morning, because the negative side of me was frustrated. You know, I wanted us to be able to bid on Chris Jones. The Chiefs wouldn't allow that. And then I was reading about Christian Wilkins, and there were four teams rumored to be in on him, and we weren't one of them. So I owe Telesco an apology, because out of nowhere, he drops the hammer. He overpays, which that's not – I'm not dissing Christian Wilkins. I think he's the second best player on defense after Chris Jones, you know, that was available. But he comes out of nowhere and pays $27.5 a year, worth every penny. You know, a couple stats real quick. This guy was one of seven players to play 850 snaps on the defensive line last year. Crosby was one of the other seven. So we have two guys that they don't look for excuses to come off the field, and they want to dominate and play the entire game. They're going to work perfectly together. We cut Tillery. Everyone was joking about that, because Telesco cut him for the Chargers, but it's not about that. It's about him making decisions to help our football team. It was the right move. Mm-hmm. And landing Wilkins, I'm not joking, with his youth and his off the field is clean. He's a great teammate. He's one of the best free agent signings I've ever seen for any team, and I fully believe in that. But moving past that, one more thing about Wilkins, he had 18 pressures last year when double teamed. The entire Raiders defensive tackle corps had 15 double-team pressures last year. he single-handedly had more than our entire team. And by the way, I want to bring Butler back. Jenkins, the more the merrier. Those guys had a good year. But this guy's next level, and I just hope Raider Nation realizes what a big Davis was for us, and they don't get caught up in the Josh Jacobs thing, which, real quick, we all love Jacobs, and that doesn't change the fact that I believe Telesco did the right thing. Now, his numbers haven't been revealed, but based on Saquon getting 12.6 a year, I'm figuring Jacobs got 11 or 12.
Yeah.
And I just don't think that was the right move to pay him that much money. I'm sorry to say it, but he's not available all the time. He's had injuries. He'll always be a Raider. Of course, we drafted him, and it's sad. But we need to focus on the positives today. And real quick on quarterbacks. So I'm with you, JT. I am a little disappointed we didn't do our due diligence with Russell Wilson and at least fly him in, show him the facility. He clearly would have picked playing for the Raiders over the Steelers. He's not even guaranteed the job. He could have stepped in as our starter over O'Connell, as much as I love O'Connell. I'm not trying to anger the fan base that loves O'Connell, but he's clearly a starter over O'Connell. Let's just keep it real.
Yeah, let me jump in. Appreciate your call a lot there. Look, all I did was my job. All I did was my job and tell everybody how easy it would be to pay Russell Wilson. That's it. That's all I needed to do. If you weren't hearing that on other radio shows, I don't know what the hell you're listening to. If you don't think Russell Wilson at $1.2 million on his way to Canton, Ohio, still young and healthy, not coming off an Achilles like Cousins, it wasn't a good guy to look at, then I can't help you. If for every Raider fan that said he's not a Raider, you don't know nothing. You know nothing about who should be a Raider or not. Some of the greatest players of all time. If we were doing radio when Jim Plunkett played at New England and San Francisco, you would have screamed, don't bring in Plunkett. Why are you bringing in Plunkett as a third-string quarterback? Plunkett's washed. You would have said, I'm looking at you. You would have said Plunkett's washed. Because at that point, Jim Plunkett was almost out of business. He could barely walk. And he became one of the Mount Rushmore, arguably, Raiders of all time. So I'm not saying Russell Wilson was the perfect Raider, but it was just worth talking about him for a couple of days. Just like it was worth talking about Kirk Cousins and Baker Mayfield. And just like it's important to talk about Justin Fields, who can run the ball in from the 30-yard line, run it in by himself with his legs. Okay, not third and two. Okay, I'm talking about, you know, third and 11 from the 30, he can run it in for a touchdown. With all the quarterbacks being gone, worth talking about it. But today it's about Christian Wilkins, the defensive tackle. I think the number one defensive player off the board in free agency to the Raiders. I think that's a massive topic, and I'm here for that.